Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, I'm Chuck Landington, and you're about to hear an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Suicide Silence is calling into the show tonight. Wait, isn't that Paul's nickname? He's in a band? Awesome. Here's the show.
That awesome was sarcastic, by the way, in case people...
Oh, I see. Welcome, everyone.
Sid is filling the role of joke explainer.
Yes.
Welcome to Mayhem Month on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Is that true?
Sure. It just means that every week we're going to have a guest.
Is it Mayhem or Mayhem?
Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Mayhem.
But it's in April?
Yeah. Well, April... With a little break in the middle, and then a little bit of May.
Noah, being very Jewish, got excited that she may eat ham this month, but it's not the case. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Noah.
Sorry for that tea.
How do I live?
Bacon.
But like I said, this is Mayhem Month. Every week, with the exception of 2 weeks from now, in this month, we will have a special guest from a band on the Rockstar Energy Mayhem Festival.
Oh, great.
This summer. And this week we have Mark from Suicide Silence. That's very exciting. He's going to be joining us very shortly. Thank you, studio audience. Our studio audience is pumped for Mark.
They're still here?
Yeah.
Ever since last week?
We didn't
week?
Let them leave.
They nope.
Leave.
We locked them in. And it's going to be a great show. And after that, we're going to do something else. And before that, we're going to do something else, too, because this is a two-hour show. This show's not all about Suicide Silence, all right, guys? We're here, too.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, what else are we going to do, Rob?
Take a music
break. Talk. Oh. Two music breaks. In fact, Sean, you have a special theme for the music breaks, right?
I do have a special theme. I had a dream 2 nights ago. And
you don't dream.
I don't dream. It was a lucid dream, so I kind of controlled everything that was going on. Thus, Sid and Rob were in it buck naked.
Hot.
What?
I know. Yeah. There was like two animated canaries holding like a ribbon in front of their crotches. But
that's a nightmare, not a dream.
No, follow me here.
You're making this up. Come on.
Not at all. Did I not email you this today already?
It sounds like like a movie opening logo, like the MGM lion, or you know.
If they had Rob naked with birds on him for the MGM logo, I don't know if anyone would go see the movies. But
what? Everyone would go.
This is a movie.
But Rob was riding a black unicorn. And
this is the lion.
And shaved into the side of that unicorn said metal. And then right. Sid was riding a white unicorn, and shaved into the side of that unicorn was hardcore.
Okay. You did say this in the email. I thought you were just lying.
No.
How come I was not CC'd on this email?
Because it wasn't about you.
Why don't you just go with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So you guys talk to each other on email and you don't attach me?
Yeah, I wasn't on this one either.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? How dare you?
You guys weren't naked in my dream. So I don't
something, Sean? Sid didn't put you on the bland email originally. I don't know. I guess he just
because we talked about an IM.
Yeah, wait. I just told him on IM. Yeah.
Why? That's a good question. Fuck the email. Why wasn't I in this dream?
Oh, I know. Well.
Oh, yeah. Was I in this dream?
No.
Because you're not as easily identifiable with the music,
yeah. I guess.
But a little later, Curtis Armstrong from Booger from the Revenge of the Nerds fame.
Huh?
So, you know, that's okay that you weren't there.
Yeah. Ended up from moonlighting also.
Was he wearing the
did we explain
shirt?
what this dream led to?
I was going to say, what the fuck? Why are
we got into
that? What does this have to do with the music break? Please explain.
So, they're riding these unicorns at full speed right at each other, and when on moment of impact, they explode into a mist of iTunes icons, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're all raining down, and through the cloud walks Curtis Armstrong, mm-hmm. Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
And then he says, make a playlist, my son.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Okay, and then we had
so
King Cobra Booger 40.
Is your dad?
Probably. They kind of look like twins. But and then we had King Cobra 40s and had a belching contest. Uh-huh. But, and then I woke up and I was like, playlist, huh? And I thought that I could make a playlist that's When Rob and Sid Collide. And
did you masturbate before creating this playlist?
At least three times.
And it's going to be nine Smash Mouth songs.
No, it's actually Rob's like metal bands, his kind of taste, playing Sid's type of songs, like Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, you know, the Stooges, all that kind of
stuff. All bands that I also like, so I don't know. I'm really into it.
We have a little preview of it here. Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, that guy has a new single out.
Oh,
it did
see
that.
Yeah. Oh, this is very Rob, but I hear the Sid in there also.
I'm doing the harmonies.
All right, so I did see this. I can't remember what the song's about.
Hold on, I'll
this is that was Bangs, by the way. Let me take you to the movie, shorty.
So his new single was My Life is Hard.
My Life is Hard, but look, can I just say the funny thing about this? All right, I'll first play it, and then I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Your boy Bangs.
Your boy. It's your boy.
For real. But from now,
for real.
I'm going to do what it takes to change up. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Rob's dancing. make it rain.
I can only imagine what all of our new listeners who are tuning in now
for
Suicide Silence are thinking.
Come on, they know about Bang.
They're thinking, why is a Sudanese cab driver singing a rap?
You know my life is hot.
Hey! You know my life is hot.
But from now I stay out. Hey! My life is hot for real.
Wait, is it hot or hard?
It's hard, but he can't.
Okay. Yeah, can't say
he's
it.
Like Shlomo in a way. He can't pronounce words.
Or that one tranny bra that sings about her vagina.
What? Yeah. Well, I feel like why should a rapper have to pronounce words clearly? What is that really that important?
No. Not since like 1983.
Yeah, just because you're using words for your entire livelihood doesn't mean you should pronounce them.
But no, once the Sugar Hill Gang broke up, I think anything goes. They had very good enunciation
and diction.
Then,
yeah,
but where are they now? They work at White Castle.
They work with
car wash.
Yeah.
They're the ones that dry your car at car wash.
They work in the same dispatch as Bangs.
I like when rappers make up words though, like "whoop, there it is." Like, you know, it's good.
So, anyway, the funny thing about this on his YouTube clip page is that everyone shits on it. Obviously, they go, "This sucks. This is garbage." And like. He answers each one. He went down each comment
God.
Don't be hitting on your boy Bangs. That's not right. Oh, I forgot. What did he say, actually? I'll find it.
So it's the same reply for everyone? Or
listen here. I don't give a fuck what haters got to say. I'm just doing my things this time. It's not a joke. It's for real.
Wait,
if
just
you
read it
be
like
a
Rob.
If you want, no, if you want to be a fan, I'm cool with that. But you better watch what you're saying, your boy Bangs.
Let me find. There's a few of these. Hold on.
You guys have to work on your Sudanese accents a little bit.
Is there any more?
Yeah. Look, who gives a fuck about me? No one say why don't you do you and I'm do me because I don't give a fuck what haters say and Sudanese say hi. So move with your life. Forget about Bangs.
Yeah, Drabin Legget's hut. Drabin Legget's hut. That's what's up.
I love that. That's like the justification for every shitty piece of pop culture now. It's like,
haters gonna hate.
There's haters, but whatever. I'm just doing my thing. Let me like. That's not a good enough reason to do something because you're doing your thing. Like, but no.
There's legitimate reasons to hate things.
Yes.
They say that like it's a bad thing. You should hate things that are terrible.
Yes, haters are just perceptive. That's all.
Get the new album from your boy Bangs, Reflections, on iTunes and Amazon right now. It have all your fave songs featuring Meet Me on Facebook.
That one.
Yes. Please search that one.
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Rainbows, man, rainbows. Alright, is this
I found it.
DJ voice.
This is Bangs with his hot new single, Meet Me on Facebook. I'm a movie star.
baby, they call me Mr. Easy because I'm ready to take you
to the same beat.
Yeah, that sounds like let me take you to the movies. Let me know
you
for
what. I got the problem. You can only afford two different beats. What's your name? Where you live? Dispatch salary.
My laugh is hot.
Oh, no. I see. That the video started with him listening to something on headphones.
Oh.
And that was the last single.
It's concept album.
You got a good-looking girl in the video. I don't know how that happened.
There's like two levels of shit going on in this video. It's like Inception. I'm on the Facebook with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you in a private list so you don't see certain posts of mine that I do not want you to see.
How did he get like these video hosts to be in the video? Like, do you think he just picked up like hot chicks on 42nd Street?
He told,
like, hold on, we gotta make one stop before I take you to your place. Just like hailing a cab, not hookers. Just like chicks hailing a cab after going.
They meant like tranny hookers.
He told them he was Nas, I think. My life is hard to live.
This is hilarious. He's hanging out in the living room with a bunch of girls watching his own music video.
Like, he has his other music video on.
Well, he does kind of look like Nas with diabetes.
They had to change this the title of this because he was kind of out of touch, and then it was like, I want to meet you on MySpace. And they were like, no, that they don't.
Friendster.
No. Yeah, Friendster. I have an AOL homepage.
GeoCities?
It's on GeoCities Angel Fire.
Comma zero.
Meet me on the Facebook.
Well, that's how we kicked off the Metal Injection Livecast. And we do have a phone number where you can call in and contribute. And once we have Mark from Suicide Silence on, you can actually talk to him. Our number is 646. What is it?
Are you giving out your cell phone number or the show number?
646-929-1357.
:0, :0, :0.
And another thing I wanted to mention on the show this week is, I don't know if we've talked about this before on the show, but I don't have my driver's license yet because I've lived in New York my entire life and I've never needed one.
Right.
Until just recently, where I'm like, hey, I'm an adult now.
Do you Seinfeld?
I should.
Wait, so you didn't have like a driver's ed class in high school?
Not like required.
Oh, really?
No. It was like an extra thing that you'd like buy. You'd have to pay for it.
Mm.
Fuck that.
No. Well,
I'd rather buy, you know, like Twizzlers.
Exactly.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you like Twizzlers.
You're like a candy fiend.
That's true.
Anyway, so I'm getting my license, and before you gotta get your license in New York, you gotta take like a 5-hour class. So I went to one of these in my neighborhood, and it was like the most torturous thing ever. First of all, it was at 10 in the morning on a Saturday.
Wait, can you give us a cross section of people?
Well, it was taught by the keyboard player from Chromium, so I don't know why you're complaining.
Well, that's actually why I signed up for that particular one, because I really wanted to get to know the keyboard. P-Thug.
Get down.
Actually.
You know that? Oh
yeah, Dave
God.
One and P-Thug. That's Chromio.
I'm going to put...
See, they got to be in on it then.
See, what happened to Dave 2? He got kicked out of the
Dave
band?
2 is his fill-in
if
Dave 1 can't make
just
it.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. No, so this class, and I get there, and it's just like 5 Puerto Rican, Dominican, like... Mm. Not, I don't want to say teenagers, like, but, you know, young adults.
Okay.
3 guys, 2 girls, and then, like, 2 old bags come in, also Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and Darren.
Yeah, look at my chops.
I got to go to class with Rob next week.
Did they assume you were also Puerto Rican because of your complexion?
Then a Shaniqua walked in. Her name is Shaniqua.
Really? Nice.
I was like, wait, a Shaniqua? That sounds vaguely racist.
Yeah, that was a racial.
No, but that's her name.
Yeah.
Well, then her parents are clearly vaguely racist.
and then there was then there was just like one older like bear looking guy.
A bear.
It's funny that he said a bear and not just a fat guy.
He looks a little on the fruity side, what I was implying.
So he was
that.
Like Rob plus 20 years.
So he was shorter than me, so it was nothing like
it. He was basically Rob with a scarf on.
B-A-R-E or V-E-A-R.
So, and then, like, you know, whatever, the class starts, and it is torture, and they say it's 5 hours, and I'm, like, trying to figure out any way I could get through it. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I wouldn't smoke beforehand because I figured if I did smoke, I would just, like, pass out during the class.
Uh-huh.
And I ultimately feel that was a bad decision because I was so impatient the entire time. Like, she would – the other thing is the instructor, who was, like, a nice woman, this, like, older, also Puerto Rican lady, would constantly go off on stories that have nothing to do with the class,
right.
Like to give like a dumb anecdote about whatever she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes these anecdotes were absurd. They were a little absurd, bordering on confessing to criminal activity.
Yeah, well, the one you told me was frightening.
Yeah, okay. So let me first tell you the not as bad one, and then I'll save that one because that's the best one. The whole time she was like, you know, the horn – you know, when you honk your horn, the horn is the extension of your attitude. So if you honk it lightly, that's like a, you know, a slight reminder. But if you, you know, really, really pound on it, that's like, oh, I'm pissed, blah, blah, blah. And then she was saying how she was, like, pregnant, and she had to go pick up her grandma or something, and then she pulls over, and she's blocking this guy, and the guy, like, honked his horn at her, or no, she honked, I don't know, some horn honking went down, and then the guy ended up, like, kicking her car, so she got out, and they got into this huge fight over, like a horn honking, and the lesson there was, you know, be careful with your horn, watch how you, and I'm like, no, the lesson there is you're both extremely temperamental,
yeah.
And you just can't, like, you know, cool it,
lesson,
right?
You're a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the best one is she started talking about parking, and she was telling an anecdote about park. She was like, I was going to Home Depot. It was raining, and I'm already in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a spot, like, right next to the store, and I'm about to pull in, and some asshole takes my spot. He takes my spot!
Did anybody in the class at that point go, oh, no, he didn't, or anything like
no,
that?
No, no, nothing like that.
Did anyone get stabbed?
Hold on. Like that?
Did anybody break out the
IOD? No, so then, hold on, let me finish the story, though, because it's really, really good.
Was there a guy in a lobster suit?
No guy in a lobster suit.
What?
So then she's like, so then I had to park all the way in Guam. In Guam. And I get out, I gotta take out my umbrella, and I'm walking over, and as I'm about to walk in the store, I see his car. So you know what I decide to do? I decide to take out my key and give his paint job a nice little addition. I keyed the side of his car.
Uh-huh.
And then I went in, and I'm at Home Depot, and I'm shopping, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that wasn't enough. So I went out, and I keyed the other side of his car, and I was like, here, now it's even. And what's the lesson here? Don't take people's parking spots. You never know what they're going to do if you take their parking spot. And I'm like, no, the lesson here is clearly that you are a crazy psychopath.
Yeah, don't take her parking
spot.
Yeah.
No, don't take it. Exactly. Who keys a car? Like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, when we were kids, we did.
Yeah.
But now when you're an old woman. Yeah.
And, like, why would you tell us that? Like, why would you...
Clearly, she was proud of what she's done.
She felt comfortable. She was proud of her country people.
Where was this at? Like the local high school?
No, it was just like...
It was at the bathhouse.
It was on a storefront. It was like off Grand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a DMV-ish kind of...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, it was in a... It was like a one of those like insurance places.
Oh, gotcha.
Like an office.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that was an experience. And then we had a break, and then I got to smoke weed. I was like, I can't take this. I'm just going to smoke. And then the second half flew by because I was able to, like, zone out and, like, just not pay attention to any of her dumb stories.
You probably missed, like, six progressively worse murderous stories of
her. Oh, my God. Then there were videos, too, which is, like, really, I feel
she
like...
She stabbed somebody in the video?
No, she showed us these, like, 80s after-school specials on, like...
Bodies hanging out of windshield.
Was she in lingerie in these videos?
Honestly, the dumbest. No, about like driving, about like a dad.
Oh, I thought it was
a dad teaching a kid how to drive,
And then, like, the story was that, like, the kid, the dad had to be, like, the dad had to declothe. No. There were such pointless videos that I just took out my phone and I just went on, like, Twitter and Facebook. I was like, I'm not even going to bother paying any attention to these because they were stupid. And the other one was this 80s video about airbags, like, teaching you how they're made. And, like, what do I give a shit?
Fake tits?
No. Car airbag. This is a driving class. Well, not a porn class. Oh. Anyway.
No, this is Sean's dream.
Yes. Back to my dream.
Were there any unicorns?
I have big fake tits.
What other dreams do you have?
We can talk about this in the second hour.
We can talk about it
right now. I think
I want him to talk. Finish his driving.
That was it. That was my story.
We've had enough of Rob's stories.
The keying the car was the major part of the story.
All right, so your sex dream. Go.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think of something.
That was it.
You can't just spring it on me. That's
you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. She did. I just want to know.
All right, so how about your sex dreams, Noah?
Yeah. When was the last time you had one?
I haven't had one in a while.
Really?
Did you ever come in your sleep?
I feel it
in your dream?
I did, but not since I was like 12, probably.
Yeah, like
I've never.
I realized I'd be like humping the mattress when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had wet dreams? Like,
yeah, well, that's
what we're talking about.
That's what I meant.
No, I thought you meant like
like where it started like in the dream and you remember.
Oh, and then you were fucking and then you actually finished in real life?
And then you like come.
My sex dream, like my wet dreams were never sexual in nature in the dream. Like I would just.
That's weird.
I don't know. Yeah, it would be
like eating a sandwich.
Yeah,
you just came.
Exactly. Completely mundane dream, shopping in a supermarket.
and then
I would bust a nut and wake up. Yeah.
You were in the deli section and the pastrami was just...
That's not even. If it was that, I could justify it. Like, I was doing something that I was excited about, but it would just be like a normal, boring dream and then, you know, pop.
You got an A on one of your Jew exams.
Yeah.
Just blew a load.
I said, why is this day different from all other days? Oh, I'm coming. What is this that we're listening to?
She's in my pants.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I got you. Close at the laces fly, your body's touching the angels cry. I wasn't wearing pants at the time.
Well, who sleeps in pants?
She's in my pajamas.
Sweatpants.
Good pants out.
I sleep totally nude.
Me too.
That's a revelation.
Yeah.
Really? Both of you? What if it's cold, though?
It doesn't matter.
I'll have layers of blanket,
never.
But I prefer no clothes.
So, like, no clothes with blankets?
Lots of blankets.
Like, never put
fully
clothes
nude?
On.
Fully nude?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why
unless
not?
I'm at, like, someone else's place, then I'll be underwear and basketball shorts. But
you
never
get,
a shirt.
Like,
I can't sleep with a shirt on.
I don't like
choke.
Shirts.
Do you ever have any trouble getting out of bed? Like, suction sticks you to the bed in the morning?
No, my vagina is not
a leather
suction cup.
Oh.
I do have a leather bed sitting.
Wow.
I have burgundy satin sheets.
Oh, really?
Now just imagine me sleeping naked in my burgundy satin sheets.
Yeah.
I can barely imagine burgundy satin sheets, let alone the other part.
Really?
Well, the burgundy matches your skin tone.
It really makes me even more ghost white. Like, I'm just like a lemonade fucking popsicle just laying in the bed.
You should have lemonade popsicle colored sheets, and you'd blend right in. And if a mugger came in, there'd be no one in the bed.
Lay flat. Just a floating beard. Not in the bed.
They'd walk right by you and steal all your shit.
If I don't move, they can't see me, like a T-Rex.
All right, we have a caller. What's the area code, Noah?
It's Eggers.
Eggers?
We have a call screener today.
Do you sleep naked?
What?
Come on.
What were we talking about?
You know what? Most of the time.
Okay.
So when it's winter, I usually put on some pajamas.
Like the button-up ones or with the ones with the ass flap?
I don't care.
Ass flap on the back because the thing is, I know, you just never know when the bathroom's going to come up.
Right.
So what does that mean?
I don't know what that
You go in the bed, open the flap, and shit in the bed? What does that mean?
You've never shit your
bed? Hey, I mean, what happens in Utah, it stays in Utah.
Okay.
So people in Utah shit the bed? What is? I'm not following you.
That's the bed shitting state, my friend.
Are you trying to tell me that people don't do that outside of Utah?
They don't do it here. I don't.
Really? That fucking sucks. That sounds like a much more pleasant way to sleep.
I've never shit the bed. I don't know. Sean just asked me. I've never shit the bed.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. All joking aside, I actually got a question for Rob.
Oh, hello.
Oh, great.
My name is Rob.
I got a question about what do you think would probably be the best first step to take if I wanted to start working on production and mastering for, like, death metal bands?
First, I don't know why you're asking Rob this question. Second,
well,
take
probably
a look.
Because I would say that since he, like, I mean, recently he did an interview with, oh, God, who was that guy?
Jason Sukow.
Jason
Sukow. Yeah, I mean, like, that he may know most of people and, like, at least ask how did they get their start in it.
I would tell you that the best way to do it is to get your start would be to, like, learn all the programs and get familiar with them and know your stuff and maybe offer like some unsigned bands in your area, like
you have
pre-recording.
To do a lot of free work.
And then one of those bands gets huge.
And then,
or you can intern
can
in
I
a production
can I
studio.
I believe you asked me. Thank you, guys. Wow.
No, I'll take advice from everyone.
No, so, yeah, you know, do that. And then once you have enough of a portfolio, I would say go to a local production studio and ask to be an apprentice there or an intern. Or
no,
whatever.
I really disagree.
I just
that.
Said that, Rob. That was my answer.
No, I was getting to that point, but then you interrupted me, giving him the shorter answer of just get an internship, not how he can get the internship.
Well, I think
you
should go
to
school too.
You can't just show up at the going to school. It's just, you know, spend money.
No, but he can get an internship because he's in school.
Right.
Without prior
Well, that's
experience.
Also that's also a way to do it if you have the money.
How do you like
I
that?
Also know I also know a bass teacher who produces and records his own music, so maybe I could internship under him.
You would intern under him. Good thing to know that.
Intern under him.
Are you sure that he shouldn't go to school first?
Yeah, it's definitely
I am going to school. It's just something else I would be doing.
Yeah, no, I see he's getting annoyed with you.
Yeah, just go to this bassist's house and sit and watch him record his own music. You'll learn a lot. Just make
I'll
sure.
Learn a lot. All right.
Do you have a problem?
Because
typically
all
music.
All right, thanks, Rob. Thanks,
let me,
let
me ask you. Hold on, Eggers. How many computers do you own?
I own one that I regularly use, and the other one's kind of brick, but I can probably refresh that.
He thought he was going to get an extra little jewel of knowledge there that he just
one
threw
love.
On his chest.
One love. All right, thank you. I think it's time for our first music break, because right after this music break, we are going to be joined by Mark from Suicide Silence. And are there a bunch of people in the chat who are pumped for Mark? And a quick reminder, when Mark is on the phone with us, you will be able to call in and talk to Mark and ask him your questions. Our number, if you want to write it down, is 646-929-1357. But now we're going to start our Metal Goes Hardcore music break.
When Robin said collide.
Yeah, whatever that means. What should we start with, Sean?
Let's do the Black Dahlia Murder.
We're going to start out with the Black Dahlia Murder. Where the fuck is that song? I just saw it.
You can't sort by artist?
Here it is. They're playing I've Heard It Before by another black band, the Black Fligs. We'll see you in a bit.
I'm gonna go Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection livecast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now, here's the show.
Thank you, Blandy. Chuck Blandington always giving up a little too much information. We don't need to know that stuff, Chuck.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're going to be joined any moment now by Mark from Suicide Silence as part of Mayhem Month. Can I get a little reverb on that?
Yeah, one second. Let me figure out how to do that again.
You're not supposed to say that.
Pause the show.
Yeah. You just tell us.
You guys.
Okay.
You guys
give
just
us
hold
one
on.
Of these. You stretch the thing out, and then we'll talk.
We need a reverb cue card. With yeah. balls on it.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Mayhem Month.
Oh, that feels nice.
I don't know.
Wait, let me try it again.
Wait, hold on. I'll try a different...
I like it better when we talked still afterwards.
Okay, try it again.
Mayhem Month.
Like a tractor pull.
You sound like a rabbit.
Put one on mine.
Sunday. Mayhem Month.
Wow.
Okay.
The makers of our soundboard must be rolling in their graves right now.
I
like,
think that was
is not what that was meant for.
That was Gayhem Month.
Mayhem Month. We're gonna dress up like women and sing metal songs.
I'm on a microphone.
All right.
Roar.
So just a quick reminder that when we get on the line with Mark, which is any moment now, as soon as he calls in.
Roar! This is the Lion.
You can get on the line with us, with Mark, with the Lion, by dialing 646-929-1357, you guys.
And don't put questions in the chat and then expect us to read them for you. If you've got balls, call in with your questions. Like
yeah.
a man.
The only exception I would say some people
girl.
Can't call in.
Or if Stephen Hawking.
If you can't call in, that is a lie because you can use Gmail
okay.
to make phone calls in the
sidebar.
What
if they don't have a microphone?
What if they don't have a computer?
If their computers. Wait a minute. If they don't have a computer, they're not listening to this show. Let's be honest. Or they're listening on the archive.
Well, maybe they're just outside of the window.
The only people who cannot call in right now are people in the future.
What if they're in China and they have a firewall that blocks Gmail but not metal injection?
Really?
That'd be a crazy...
that's an amazing firewall.
Crazy firewall. Well, actually, isn't Google blocked in China?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or it's not blocked, it's extremely censored. I don't know
sure.
if you can use it.
But not
it.
Metal injection, because you had that Asian broad rubbing her cunt on that guitar.
I don't
yeah.
think she was Chinese.
That was
bro.
Actually the title of the video.
How could you
Asian
tell the
broad rubbing
her
cunt.
Rubbing her cunt.
On the video.
That was
on
great.
Yeah.
That was great. That was real. She was really sliding her vagina up and down a guitar.
Nice little
really
happened. Yeah, fretboard action. You know, mm-hmm. No biggie.
Lips on the frets.
No biggie.
That was disgraceful.
Why?
To who?
To guitar? To guitarists or to women?
To women who play the guitar.
Because no one knows when she
who's
does
that.
You don't film it. You just do it. It's between you and your guitar.
Women play
thing.
Bass.
And you insert the neck of the guitar in your vagina. You don't rub on the fretboard.
No,
that's
you
ridiculous.
Only put the headstock in
listen,
there.
Listen, we all know what a woman's me. Role in music is, and it's as booking agent. That's it.
Come on. And blowies.
As a booking agent?
Yeah.
They can't handle doing that.
What
aren't most booking agents women?
Are they?
A good percentage.
Yeah, like,
What about Tegan and Sarah? They don't count?
Dykes.
Yeah. So they're like half men.
They're like a man.
Twin
they're like
dykes.
One man together.
Yeah, twin dykes.
Twin dykes.
Do you think they experimented with each other to figure it out?
No,
that's
and that's
gross.
That's their least favorite question to get asked by
really?
Interviewers.
People
yes.
ask them that?
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
Yes. NoFX has a song called Creeping Out Sarah or Creeping Out Teague, something like that, and he mentions asking one of them that. In the
no,
song.
Fuck
hey, let's
that's
simulate.
Awesome.
People
let's
do ask them
simulate that.
That
interview. You're an interviewer. I'll be Tegan and Sarah.
Hey, Tegan and Sarah, you ever fuck each other?
No, it's a terrible question. How dare you? Get away from me. I hate being asked
Wait,
that.
Is this asking Tegan and Sarah or asking Rob?
No, it's asking Herman Munster.
Come on!
Stop it, Sid. Gay Rob, Herman Munster.
All right, my Hollywood.
It's Jim Carrey's character in A Living Color.
Vera.
Yeah, Vera DeMille.
Vera and Sarah and Tegan. Anyway.
What are Tegan and Sarah? Are they like a folk group? We're talking about folk bands on metal.
We talk about everything. Get used to it.
We don't talk about metal on this show.
Everything but metal.
Yeah, right.
Everything but metal injection.
Sid owns a Tegan and Sarah t-shirt, I believe.
Yes, I
Is
do.
Is that correct?
And all their albums.
How'd you come by that? Did you purchase that?
How did he come
with his
by
hand.
That?
What? It's an figure
he
speech,
came on
Noah.
It.
Come on.
I went on a website and I ordered
Did you come on it as well?
No.
Come on. They're kind of cute with their Bieber haircuts.
Oh, they're very cute.
I can't concur with that. I'm sorry.
They're very elfin with Bieber haircuts.
They're not, no, I don't.
No?
I'm not seeing it.
Well, I know. They're,
you,
they're not Puerto Rican with giant asses. No, I don't think they're.
I like some white girls. I do. I'm not going to lie.
No, I was. That's not my type.
No implants, Noah. Yes, it is the metal shirt. Somebody in the chat.
Is that your name?
Oh, I thought that's what you were just calling her.
Well, no. That,
yeah,
I agree
that
with
me.
I definitely agree with the username. But
is that your username?
Their question.
No, my username is No A.
No hyphen A.
Oh.
Which is why she wants implants, because she doesn't want to be an A.
No A. She's not an A.
I know.
I thought that no implants, no.
You're
like
a teacup, right?
No.
Are you kidding? Do you know what boobs are?
Small C cups. Small C.
What?
She doesn't
what
have tiny
say?
Breasts. She doesn't have.
Yeah, but that's not C cups.
It's like
no,
borderline.
No, C cups bigger than mine.
Yeah.
I feel like that would, you're on the outer edge of a B then.
I think you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. Why? Why? What would I have to gain?
I don't
that?
Think I'd like to share that on the show.
All right, fine.
This is where
right
you draw
now.
The line?
Right now.
When,
can
when
you show us the tag during the break?
How about I just show you my tit during the break?
That's fine.
Hello. Hooray for Hollywood.
Well, two of the guys here have already seen them, so.
That was ages ago. I don't remember what happened
yeah,
in 5 minutes
sure,
ago.
I'm sure they've sagged by now.
Did we start the show yet? I don't even remember.
Noah still tucks them into her pocket now.
Oh. Wow.
No, I tucked them under my armpit.
Wow. I don't know about that. Noah's quite fit. I don't think her breasts are sagging. I defend you, Noah.
Yeah, no, they're not sagging.
I defend you to the death, but get some implants.
Do you have, like, those 70s banana boobs?
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
I don't know what that is.
I know.
Yeah, you know, like, in the 70s where, like, all Friday the chicks
tits.
From, like, porn had yeah, no, no, they're like...
Well, regular
like
human
this.
Tits is what you're saying.
That was
no, no,
bra.
I've never seen a bra in my life again after the 70s porn.
I've seen those. Come on, what do you think happened?
Where are you
since
picking
the
up the chicks?
Not regularly, but I've seen
in the
them.
70s.
Where,
no.
Yeah, when
at Bingo,
I have a DeLorean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay.
I don't like. I mean,
those sock boobs. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly like, what you're talking okay. about. But like, I've seen them in like regular girl porn sites too. You know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Anyway,
you both digress.
No. How dare you ask me that?
Anyway, sock boob, banana boobs. I don't like them.
How dare you objectify women in their sock boobs?
Yeah, right.
Terrible.
And I also don't like dinner plate nipples. Get them out of my face.
If I see you at Lilith's Fair, I'm going to clothesline you.
I'm going to rug you over.
Dinner plate nipples?
Where the nipples are almost the exact same size as the goddamn boob.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
That's
oh.
Yeah, gigantic areolas.
I feel like the best thing that makes a breast
right
attractive is a very small areola to breast size ratio.
Yes.
In other words,
oh, the computers
see,
agree.
You are correct.
Thank you. And for our next question, I feel like the size is not as important as how small the areolas are.
Like the shape.
Meaning what shape? What do you mean?
Like
eraser nips.
Eraser nips are very nice.
Like pinky tips.
Like the nipple comprises the entire
yeah.
colored area.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the best.
We're creasing out when there's gigantic tits and then like a dime nip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like
that's
someone took like a balloon and then just
well,
hit
that
it with
happens.
A Sharpie. That's it.
That happens a lot when women get implants because
right.
they have a small,
yeah.
naturally small areola.
Yeah, and they go up through like the belly button. So they don't,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they should just tattoo color around it and make a bigger nipple.
Yeah.
But who would
or
want
tattoo
yeah.
spider webs? That's
right.
really
yeah.
big nowadays in the... Sean, tell them about the spider web.
It's really big in the tattoo community right now.
And stars.
Around the nipples?
No, actually, stars around the nipples or hearts around the nipples are actually really popular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chinese
my
writing.
Tattoo artist was telling me.
Chinese writing?
Yeah, just cuneiform around their nipples. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Suck it.
Lucky 88.
Happiness and friendship.
And that's what it really says is I'm a dumb white cunt or something.
Shit.
Look what I got. My Chinese friends laugh at you.
No, literally like 2 weeks before I went and got Swayze done, that's the dude was telling me that a girl got her nipples outlined with two hearts. And then,
I
like,
see that
with a gradient going into the center.
I
the
see
nipple.
That more and more
yeah.
on porn sites
yeah.
now, and it's
mm-hmm.
terrible.
That's right.
Wait,
or stars.
What is that? I'm sorry.
It's like a heart or a star with a gradient on like the edges fading out to the middle of the
nipple. That's terrible.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's worse than a tramp stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least a tramp stamp's in a secondary sexual area rather than being right in the middle of the playing field.
It's equivalent to when you get like an album, when people used to get albums with like
yeah.
a really cool cover, but they stuck the price tag right in the
middle. Oh, yeah.
It ruins the whole aesthetic appeal.
Very
of the
good
thing.
Analogy.
Look at that shit. Now I have to peel it off. There's going
to
be residue.
So
it's ruined.
You peel off the tattoo?
I, if only I could.
You never know. They could be temporary.
Get a Swiss Army knife. You know, you
yeah.
dig a little trail around. That's all.
You get to keep it.
Oh, disgusting.
She's not going to want it back at that point.
Well, listen. Who would? The hell did we go? I don't fucking remember.
It's all Noah's fault.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
What did I do?
Boob talk.
Just remember, if you want to talk about nipples or tattoos, our number is 646-929-1357. And, We're getting Suicide Silence on the line. Is that what's going on now?
I'm trying to see where Mark is. He's supposed to call.
He was just here, though. He was in our chat.
I think this might be him on the line.
Did you check Foursquare? See if he checked in anywhere.
Do people really use that?
Rob did yesterday at Hill Country.
Mark does of Suicide Silence.
I just started.
I don't know. I just said that.
I think we have him on the line right now.
Hello.
He's in the queue.
He's on.
I'm in the queue. Mark. Huh?
You made it.
I made it. I forgot. I was playing guitar and fucking watching this baseball game.
Which game are you watching?
I was watching Padres Giants.
Well, that's a blowout anyway, so you're better off talking to
him. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
We are on the line with Mark from Suicide Silence. If you want to ask Mark a question, our number to call is 646-929-1357. Mark, you guys have been recording your new album. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been recording it.
Are you guys still recording it?
I am not recording it. I'm currently done. Mitch is recording vocals right now.
I see. So that's where the album is. So
Tell
us about it. How many tracks? What are the names? How
much? Jeez, I don't know. It's like 13 tracks. I don't think all of them are going to make the actual full album.
Right.
We haven't completely come to that decision yet. And some of the titles, the actual titles, Human Violence, Cancerous Skies, Fuck Everything. What?
You guys played that live in Vegas like a few days ago, right?
Yeah, we did a festival in Vegas, and then we did a week in California. We played it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know the tentative titles like fucking Trenta and fucking Gornot and shit. Stupid shit.
Nice. Cool. So, is this the heaviest album you guys have ever written, or is it like album you've ever written?
Jeez.
The what?
It's really progressive.
Or maybe it's just going to get them a lot of pussy.
Oh.
I think all of whatever was just said is correct. Yeah, I don't know. It's heavy. It's fucking, it's just cool. I like it a lot. I'm actually really, really stoked. Like, I don't know how to preach on about how it's good or bad or whatever the fuck, but I'm happy with it. Really happy.
That's awesome. And, of course, you guys are going to be on Mayhem Fest this summer.
Yeah.
You guys played the first year of Mayhem Fest. Are you guys stoked to be going back on the road with them?
Oh yeah, we're totally stoked. Any of those crazy ass festival tours are just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, everyone that goes on Mayhem Fest, anytime we interview bands that have done it, they say it's like the most fun festival experience they had. And I'm sure there were some crazy stories, crazy things going on.
Why is it so much fun?
Can you remember any of the insanity that went down the year you guys toured with that?
The first one, just like silly stuff. I mean, I remember I never knew what oatmeal cookie shots were, and it was like this oatmeal cookie shot dance party weird thing, and our merch guy did a flare, if anybody knows what that is, like the breakdancing move, and it was, I don't know, I remember that. It was really funny, and everybody like had to get out of the way because he almost Eddie Gordo'd him, fucking kicked everybody in the face. But yeah, I remember that. It was fun.
No, can you please turn off Mark's auto-tune? We don't need that on. Thank you.
What is that? What is it really an auto-tune?
No. Yeah. It's just the digital signal kind
of. We're trying to get more of a tween audience, so we feel if we put all of our guests on auto-tune.
Dude, what the fuck is a tween? I was just talking about that with somebody. I was like, what the fuck is that?
It's like you're not quite a teen yet, but you're not a toddler, so you're sort of in between. You're in between.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's
what society's coming to, is that you have to label people if they're not even a teen yet.
Yeah.
It's not if they're 18. Or,
we also
are you 12 or are you 13?
Really?
That's how we refer to them in the advertising world.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, Mark, I'm sure you've had a lot of downtime. How have you been killing time and brain cells?
downtime, I've pretty much just been, I don't know, I've been like, I've been buying guitars a lot lately, so I've been shopping for guitars, which is kind of fun, but also just spending money, kind
of. What kind of guitar?
And then,
the kids want to know.
I bought a Les Paul, a 1970 Deluxe Gold Top. It's fucking badass. And then ESP just gave me this SV Urban Camo guitar. That's fucking awesome. And, yeah, that's what I was doing. That's how I forgot to call this. I was jamming out.
Some sick tones.
Dude, yeah. A lot of fun.
Rob has never played an instrument in his life. He just has these like little catch-all phrases.
I know what a guitar tone is.
You hung out with me.
I've heard some sick tones in my day. Hey, do you have an F string? Huh?
Dude, what are you guys doing? I'm imagining what it looks like on the other end of this. Like, are you guys all around a table or something?
Yes.
$1 million production
Correct.
Studio table, but a $3 table.
I can only imagine.
With the fake wood grain.
The table is made of solid gold.
It has a marble top.
But we're sitting on milk crates.
Yeah, well, we spent all the money on the table.
We couldn't afford chairs.
A whole bunch of money on the table, so. In retrospect, that probably wasn't such a good idea. We should have gone a little less on the table.
Hey, this is a really good
table. It is. No, I'm not taking away from the table. I'm just saying.
That's great.
We're going to take a few callers. A quick reminder, you could call in and talk to Mark and ask him a question. Our number is 646-929-1357. We'll try it again. 646-929-1357. I'm a little baked. We're going to go with
a little
baked.
At least you didn't give your number this time.
Let's go to Chris from Chicago.
What line?
Line 3. We have call screeners at the live cast. Chris from Chicago, are you there?
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Oh, we're all chopped.
So I was just wondering what your feelings are on touring with Megadeth again.
Oh, I mean, I'm down with it. It doesn't really bother me. It's kind of just like awkward with the whole thing. But, I mean, we toured with them in Australia in December, and we saw everybody. So it's not really – there's nothing really there anyway. It's nothing to worry about. It'll be cool.
All right.
It'll be fun.
The beef has been squashed.
There was a beef?
Yeah.
Explain what the beef was about.
First of all, bring Dave into the room so that we can resolve
it.
Yeah, where's Dave, dude?
We got him right here. Yeah, we got him right here in the other room. Hold on.
No,
I heard you were talking shit about me. I'm very upset. I don't know if you know this, Mark, but I have friends in the FBI. You guys are in a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God.
No. The controversy was because you guys were like sneaking people into shows with your passes. Right?
How dare you!
Oh, how dare you do something that people have been doing for years.
How dare you cop people!
It's not even that big of a thing. Like, it was one day, and I don't know, it was weird. But whatever, he can take the fun out of rock and roll if he wants to.
But Dave
needs that money for hair treatments.
Listen, our Lord Jesus Christ does not condone comping people.
Oh, man.
Sinner.
Does the Metal Injection fans like Megadeth?
I feel like our fans respect Dave Mustaine as a musician, but recognize that he's a huge douche tool at the same time.
Which I
agree with. I think
Dave Mustaine is my favorite character in metal.
Yeah.
Me too.
We have one.
Did you guys see on Jimmy Kimmel when it was on the Grammy red carpet and Guillermo went and was like, "Rose for the lady."
Dave didn't like that at all.
Yeah, Guillermo called Dave Mustaine a lady, and Mustaine was pissed. He like knocked his hand out and knocked the flower out of his head.
Would you say that he went nuts?
I went nuts. If I have to show you my penis, I will. No vagina here. Damn it.
Just those beautiful cascading locks.
By the way, one person in the room is absolutely in love with Dave Mustaine, and that's Noah.
Hi.
Lovely Noah. She has no negative feelings about Dave at all.
Have you ever met him before?
I've never met him. And I don't think I ever want to meet him.
Yeah, it'll ruin it for you.
Yeah. Well, look, Mark met him, and it's all downhill from there.
Are you a Megadeth fan? Or were you a Megadeth
fan? I am a Megadeth fan.
Yeah.
I still am a Megadeth fan. If
dude,
anything, it made me go back and listen to everything and just be like, man, this pissed off dude, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. I guess when it's an era kind of thing, you know, if you're from a certain time, it stays that way in your head forever.
Yeah. Right, right.
Like it's
go on.
Mark, you there?
Uh-oh.
We might have lost.
I think Jenny picked him up by mistake.
No. She's always picking a guy up. What the fuck is wrong with
that? Hey, Mark, sorry about that.
Whoops.
Yep.
You have to go through the crawl screening again.
A little technical difficulty, but we got you back. All right, let's take another caller. We have Dopius Death.
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
Nope.
Hey, what's up with Jenny? She's like hassling me with all these questions.
That is what a call screener does.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to talk to Mark. I'm like, wow. You interviewing me?
What were the questions? What were the questions?
What's up, Mark? I just want to let you know, man. Like, I saw you guys at the first Mayhem. You guys tore that shit up.
Hell yeah. Where at? Which one?
San Bernardino, man. Your hometown.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was the sickest show I've ever played in my life.
Dude, it was like one of the sickest shows I went to. But, you guys are going to tear that shit up this year again, I'm sure.
Cool, dude. Yeah, fucking first day of the tour, too, so.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Well, what have you been listening to recently, man?
I just bought that Opeth Live at Royal Albert Hall DVD. That's the last
thing
that
I've
been picking that up. Yeah, it's badass. I've actually watched it like 4 times.
That's a really great DVD.
Yeah, just get watch it, right?
Yeah, it's sick.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Dopiest.
Yep. See you at Mayhem.
We're learning a lot of things about Mark.
All right, we're going to go to...
Whoa!
All right. We're going to go to line 2. We got Ty from Michigan.
Hey,
Ty,
what's up?
How's it going?
Going up. Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's happening?
Hey, I was wondering, what is Smoke about? And what's your favorite song to open up a show with?
To open a show? I don't know what Smoke's really about. It's called Smoke. I think it's just about smoking weed. And then, I don't know, favorite song to open with? Probably Unanswered, just because it's, like, fast, easy, and will just like get me in comfort mode so I can just play the whole set and not have anything to worry about.
Cool. I gotta imagine your arms are just killing you the whole time playing.
No, man. It actually depends. No. It really does depend on what song that we open with. Like, if we open with Wake Up, then I usually have to warm up like way more than I normally do just because I don't know why. It's not the easiest song to play.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Ty. And once again, the number to call is 646-929-1357. You get to talk to Jenny. She asks you what your question is.
She probably asks you about your feet.
She asks you, no, they won't ask about her feet, and then she sees if they want to clean her oven at home.
All right. Height, weight. We're going to go to line 2, Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Mark.
What up?
I've been a huge fan of you guys ever since I saw you at Mayhem Fest, and I've just been going to all your shows in Massachusetts since. I'm in a band called My Missing Half, and we're just trying to push our music as far as you can. And since you're kind of like on what I consider to be the top of music right now, what advice would you give to a band that's like starting out?
No, it's not.
Oh, here it is, dude. And I was just saying how I bought that Royal Albert Hall DVD. This is the best advice you can give is to not take advice. I mean, like, just do it yourself, and just if you believe that you can do it, if you believe that you are meant to be playing whatever instrument you play or music in general, then do it. That's all I really did. I mean, I'm young. I'm a fucking high school dropout, and I just went for it. And that's, I don't really know how to give advice other than just go for it. I don't say I drop out of school, but just do whatever you got to do it.
I say drop out of school.
Yeah, most of our listeners are. It's a done deal.
It's okay. You don't have to say it. I will. Drop out. Also, one other piece of advice I would add to that is don't call and plug your fucking band while we have esteemed guests.
No, that's perfect. Whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do.
But he's doing it his own way.
You have a real band that's successful. He's got like a friend that plays in his garage or something. That's not. They got pots and pans. They're banging.
Yeah. You haven't heard his band.
I know. If he was doing anything, he wouldn't be bothering this guy with questions about how to.
Yeah, he should be playing a show, not calling it out.
Go get stuff in a van and go hang out in a bar and play. Who's calling him with bothering him with a low class question?
What are you doing at home on a Wednesday?
Leave Mark alone.
That could be the motivation right there, dude. Just from you guys. What are you doing calling and hassling this guy?
Why haven't you out of school yet?
Go practice.
He's going to go book a DIY tour all the way across the U.S. and Canada right now.
That guy probably still goes to high school. What's wrong with him?
Take your own creepy call.
Finish your Regents examination. Next person that plugs their band.
Roll in New York State.
Instant hang-up next time they plug their band. That's it. I don't want to hear it.
Let's go to
We have Thrash It or Trash It coming up, so really he could have just waited and we could have played his goddamn band on the show.
That's what that's for.
We'll see.
But now we won't.
Why did you have to say that? Now they're going to flood the chat room. Fucking.
They don't have any recordings.
Let's take, once again, the number to call in is 646-929-1357. Let's take Dan in Connecticut, line one.
Yo, what's up?
You are on the line with
what
me.
What up?
Hey.
How much?
Dude, I saw you guys in Hartford, Connecticut. You guys fucking rock. Can't wait to see you guys on Mayhem Tour.
Thanks,
what
man,
is the next... What?
I said thanks.
No problem. When is this new Suicide Sion CD going to be out?
CD?
Yeah.
And it should be out by Mayhem. The date still hasn't been set, but I'd say roughly around July.
July, all right, sweet.
Cool. So look out for Suicide Out.
Thanks.
Suicide
yeah.
Album out in July. Do you guys have a title for the record yet?
We have a title. I mean, I don't know if we haven't announced it, but I don't really care. I mean, it's called The Black Crown. That's the name of the record.
Oh, here we go.
There you go, right? Some fucking inside information. I don't know. If you guys follow anybody on any of us on Twitter, I'm pretty sure it gives it away.
So The Black Crown is the new album.
Is that a political statement of some sort?
No, not really. It's kind of, it's all kinds of statements. There's all kinds of imagery and things that come with it. Like, we're based out of Corona, Riverside. Corona is crown in Spanish, blah, blah, blah. We wanted to name the first record Crown Town. We wanted to name the cleansing Crown Town just because we couldn't think of anything else. And we figured out another way to use it. And I don't know, there's all kinds of cool shit that comes along with crowns and, I don't know. I'm a guitar player. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Well, that's awesome.
The theme of the record is more Mitch's thing. I just play guitar,
Right. You're all about the sick tones.
Hey, man, it's sick tones.
All right, we have a caller from all the way in Japan.
Wow.
Get out. Tyler, are you there?
What?
Hello?
Konnichiwa.
Rob.
That is racist.
What?
Why is that racist?
I can't hear a damn thing.
Hello?
You don't sound Japanese.
Hello?
Can you hear anything?
Maybe it's
I can tell you now, I'm not Japanese. I really can't hear a damn thing you guys are saying, so sorry for that, but... I'm actually over here in the Armed Forces. I'm in the Navy. And I had some questions about possible future tour dates. Maybe for you and possibly any other bands.
I don't know
if anything might have changed due to the disaster that went on.
Too far.
Okay,
you just cut him off.
He's there. He just asked his question.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
His line was a little bit noisy.
Would you like to now say it so anyone can hear it?
Band be touring in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we actually just had a meeting about trying to go to basically everywhere we haven't been, where we should have gone already, and that's like places like Indonesia and Japan, the Philippines. There was all kinds of places that were brought up, and basically, if we haven't been to where you live, then we're trying to do it basically this year. I can't say when, but sometime.
Will you be wearing a radiation suit when you plant your plant?
We all should be, man. Out in California, there's already people like, drink your fucking milk of magnesia, whatever the hell it's called, or iodine, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're talking about
don't
that.
Drink iodine, people.
Yeah,
not listen to
yeah. Well, some of our high school dropout yeah. listeners might already.
Drop out of high school. Drink the iodine, you got it.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Or you'll have your own suicide silence.
Wait for
ooh. Ooh, get it? You get it?
Yeah. All right.
All right. let's get Eggers on the line.
Eggers already called in today.
Eggers, do you have a question for Mark?
I got actually a pretty large statement for Mark because I actually called in because I thought that since Suicide Silence or a member was calling in. That since it doesn't really reflect what I think Metal Injection is probably into, I thought that he was going to get a lot of trolling for, like, on the line. I actually got, like, a whole concept I created on the basis of why I think people are so livid about, like, choosing, like, the negatives of what they decide to fall in with, like, the hatred of Suicide Silence and also, like, the negative, like falling into fandoms because of its gravity.
Mm-hmm. You've been smoking a
dude,
lot of
yeah,
weed.
Wow. Can I have some of what you
dude,
have?
Dude, I'm not even started, and I just can't really...
Started. I can start a little.
Can you, like, maybe cut it down and get to the main point of what you were trying to say?
I'll just make out my whole statement, and it may be pretty long, so forgive me on that. And it was...
Oh, okay.
Essentially
oh.
Going,
all right. Here's man. All right. Listen to
hey, I want to hear what he's going to say.
Hold on, because the guy's a good caller, so I don't want to just cut him off like that, but can you, like, limit it to maybe 30 seconds?
Yeah, just give us the paraphrase version.
30 seconds. Cause
not 30 seconds, maybe
all right,
30
then
minutes.
Not be
you guys are making it so long already. Just let him talk.
Go. Go.
Okay. I'll just try to do it. I says... When it comes to people doing this, where I believe it may spawn from is right now I'm reading a book, The Naked Ape. I believe that all we are doing when it comes to almost the unreasonable disharmony we afflict upon each other is just hereditary traits that have left us from tribal men, nomads, and monkeys. It's the fear we have due to anger against oppositions that makes us feel if we should place ourselves with the agreeing feet of others. Like us for the sanctity of survival, though we aren't really going to always die from differences in opinions, it's just that we are still not completely evolved away from these traits. We haven't yet adduced these habits and done so to abetment. We really haven't gone far from these traits because we haven't really seen an unquestionable presence, more importantly, a threat that made it necessary for us to do so. You know, another reason I think people are so livid about proving the purity of their opinions is blame any society who still today stigmatizes the same. Not only deviation from the pride, but undeniable proof to show who is the weakest in the societal aspect of sustain. It's sick how categorically we treat people's wrongs, and we do so unblushingly, as if it's not a sick way to place people's heads on the chopping block. People are blind with the absurd, milky, weird justice for every crime or deviation from opinions deserves the punishment of people who are fault of being
guilty.
Yes. Aren't people, but just a number that deserves aristocratic, furnished okay. ache and suffering, all wrapped in a pretty note. Bow that people know that justice has been dealt. To me, it shows we are nothing but
that was never ending.
That was not the Cliff Notes.
That was painful.
No, not 30 seconds, but
that was
like 30
awesome.
Minutes. Uh-oh. I don't know one thing he just said, honestly.
We have Shlomo on the line.
Oh,
stop everything.
All right, before
finally, you... someone who makes sense.
For one.
Whoa, Shlomo.
Before you talk to Shlomo, now, we should explain to Mark what Shlomo's deal is.
Deal?
Yeah, like what he, you know, he's like
the hand that God dealt him, I think, is what they're
saying. Jewish kid with autism.
Do you guys have the same guy?
And,
all right.
Here, okay, go.
Hello, Shlomo. Hey,
hello.
Question.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, I need.
No,
Okay,
Yellen.
That was just...
Okay, hey, Randy. I'm good. I'm good. I'm Desco member? Desco?
Are you asking?
Yeah, Desco? Yeah.
I don't understand.
You're not alone.
Desco?
You know we're on the air right now.
I think so. Is it Desco? Yeah, I think so.
Deathcore?
Are you guys Deathcore?
Yeah, sure, if you want us to be.
No.
I think Shlomo forgot to take his Ritalin today.
All right, thanks, Shlomo. Woof. That was a fun trick.
I'd rather listen to the guy that was rambling on.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
Let's take line two, Doug, all the way in New Jersey. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
I have a question for Mark about what type of amp are you using right now, man?
Mesa Triple Rectifier 2-channel, one of the
dude,
older
you got,
ones.
You got to step it up to the Mark V, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what everybody's been telling me, man. I haven't bought one yet. I should. I bought a Bogner Ubershaw a while ago, and I don't know. I don't know if I want to buy another head right now.
I remember I saw you at Starland. I don't know if you're using that crank or not, but like your fucking tone was ear piercing, dude.
Would you say it was a sick tone?
Sick, bro. Sick.
It was good. It's just like it sounded like your mids were really high though.
Hot.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of mids.
Those are some good phrases. Yo, your mids were high.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yo, man.
My F string was popping that.
Yeah, time. Rob, keep telling people that your F string popped.
I feel like I don't know. Does this happen a lot that like a professional musician calls a show and like random people tell him what music he should be playing or what
yeah.
instruments
or
to use?
Equipment to use?
Dude, you got to change your fucking what? Who the fuck? Are you? Dude,
it's rig talk, man. It's all rigs.
Okay.
Are you endorsed by Mesa Boogie?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, maybe that is why you are using that.
No,
right.
Saying you're selling.
Well, he was
I like that.
Okay.
All right, let's take another call.
All right, yeah, all right.
So one final call. Matt in Maine. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's
your favorite Suicide Silence song to play live?
I don't know. Probably... On this last tour, I mean, it was fuck everything. Playing the new song was really fun, just because like no one really even knew it, and they already like knew it. I don't know how to even say that. But other than that, like No Pity and whatnot.
I love No Pity for a cow. That's a good fucking song.
Wait, Milk Titty?
Yeah, Milk Titty.
We milk this titty. What's your favorite song to play? You know.
What?
What's your favorite song to play? Everybody says, what's your favorite song to play live? What's your favorite song to play in the studio?
No, I got a better question than that.
All right, fine.
If you guys were to put together a whole covers record, what would be on that Suicide Silence style?
Wait, an entire album of just covers or cover an album?
Or no, just covers.
Let's make it
an
man.
Yeah, make it
there
okay.
There would be so much stuff on there. Like, I mean, from fucking, it would be White Zombie, fucking Sabbath, Ozzy. We'd probably end up trying to do like a Suffo song or a Cannibal song. There'd be a Korn song on there. There'd be all kinds of shit. We already did Alice in Chains and Deftones and, you know, just that fucking Soundgarden, who knows, Pearl Jam.
Huh. Nice. Cool.
Wait, have you guys ever recorded any of your covers, or is it just what
you
do?
Yeah, the Alice in Chains.
Yeah,
we did Zen Bones and we did Engine Number 9. They're both, like, I think Alice in Chains is an iTunes exclusive, and then Engine Number 9, we did, like, a 7-inch vinyl and shit for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll let you go.
Cool.
your car isn't going to get the sick tone itself. Yeah. You have to provide
you know what
it.
I mean?
With your hot... your hot licks.
You You guys are embarrassing me.
Why?
Why? You don't like hot licks?
Noah hasn't gotten hot licks in a long time.
Yeah, sure.
It hurts.
No, I'm going to pop your F string while we're
lukewarm licks. Pop your F string with your G string on.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to go. All right. Mark, thank you for coming again.
Yeah, no problem.
Everybody listening, make sure to catch Mark with his band Suicide Silence all summer long on Mayhem Fest. Pick up their new album, The Black Crown, sometime in July on Century Media Records. And, you know, if you see him at a show, be like, hey, Mark, want to smoke some weed?
How's
your string?
Ask him about his sick tones.
Rob knows, man. Rob knows.
What about my nose?
Rob's nose.
Very small for your face.
It's true.
Where mine is very large for my face.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks again, Mark. And I will see you at the New York show. And we will possibly smoke some marijuana.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to go to some music. We're going to play Suicide Silence covering Alice in Chains right now.
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
I don't care about you. This is Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast with Rob, Sid, Sean, Oa, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone, but I took a big robotic dump on all of their chairs during the music break. And now, here's the show.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's so warm.
That's why it's so sticky.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back. We're down to the final half hour of the Metal Injection Livecast. And it's a doozy.
What is that supposed to mean?
Thomas? Rhymes with poozy.
Giant robotic dump.
Yeah, because we're going to play something we haven't played in a while, and that is...
Of course.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
You're over my line.
Well, you should have done it sexually the first time, then.
All right. Our first Thrash It or Trash It comes from a newer listener who actually emailed me and then sent me a 6.5 megabyte MP3 file via email.
Awesome.
So that's exciting. And the band is called Lava Goat.
Oh, okay.
Lava or llama?
Lava.
That was kind of contradictory. It was Llama Goat.
And Cursed Emperor is the track. Uh-oh. There we go.
I'm on a run to you.
I thought it was Metallica.
That was Brian Adams.
I'd take either of those over what this will probably end up being.
Don't say that.
I'm on a stay all night. I'm on a win this
Darren,
I'm
you're only helping this.
All right, sorry.
Does the song ever start?
Here it comes. Oh, oh!
I was expecting this to be like Falcon Air or Mountain Men vocals.
Yeah, I was expecting Iced Earth.
Yeah, I was thinking Matt Barlow.
I like the riff. All
right. So, what do we think? Let's start with Noah.
I like it. It sounds like Iced Earth a little bit because of all the galloping around. But I like that that the vocals are not singing; they're
really?
Screaming.
So I thrash it.
Sorry.
Noah with a thrash. So Noah thrashes it.
Oh, we should say we're giving something away if all of us thrash something, correct?
Right.
Okay.
If you get all five of us to thrash a song, you win a prize.
Okay.
Sean. My old shirts.
No, you get a CD.
Well, that's a choice. So
CD.
If they want his shirt, he can have
fuck
it.
His shirt.
All right. I have more shirts.
Rob, you have
gave
fuck
away
his
all
shirt.
Your... Oh, that's true. But it's... All
right,
so anyway.
Come right
Sean, Sean, what do you think?
Use the real
actually, bag. I like the vocals. But not enough to make it a thrash. Like it's just under into a trash.
Oh, just missed it, folks. Darren, what did you think?
I am with Noah. I feel that actually no, I'm not because I don't like I don't like the vocals at all. I hate them. But I don't think they're bad enough to reverse my good feelings about the underlying riff there. Which I thought was really good, even though I was joking. I do like that kind of music, so I'm going to thrash it.
All right.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned when...
Let's gallop around the room now, Darren.
I was going to say, the gallop is my favorite guitar technique. Look at these terms. I'm just spitting them out.
I think that was the drum.
Like I'm
how
a regular
long have you been playing
Steve
guitar,
Vai.
Rob?
Rob,
how
I believe...
I've played guitar in my whole life, a total of maybe 6 minutes.
Guitar Hero doesn't count.
Yeah, our friend Alan
loaned
him an acoustic guitar that ended up being in the
closet.
Yeah,
he came by and like tried to teach me.
What?
Uncalled.
I knew somebody was going to make that joke. I left it wide open.
Anyway, so I love the gallops.
Too far!
Wait a minute, I'm not
but the gallop is created by the drums, not the guitar.
No, it isn't.
No?
Yes.
Like triplets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a drum. You're singing a drum there.
I'm singing a djent.
It's
a djent. It can be like percussion too.
Well, they cooperate. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. So I like the gallops, and contrary to Darren, I actually do like the vocals a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually found the only thing I kind of didn't like is the intro took forever. Forever, but I'll let that.
Doesn't matter. You're getting high anyway.
I'll let that slide. I was saying
that's the time you're lighting the joint.
And I will give this 2 thrashes up.
You only get one.
Okay, 1 thrash up.
All right,
Sid.
And I will cancel out Rob letting the intro slide by not letting the intro slide and trashing this, because the what came after the intro was not nearly good enough to recover from the boredom that set upon me from the intro.
Sid slept through it.
Yeah. Sid, you are not galloping with us around the room.
Let that be a lesson to you. Don't bore people with your intro, and then they might sleep through a good part
exactly.
of the song.
Yeah, and you know, I just realized we probably have a bunch of listeners that have never heard the show before. So just to explain the rules of Thrash It or Trash It, or the concept, I guess, is that you guys send us your unsigned bands or your friends' unsigned bands. We will listen to unsigned bands, play them on the show, and then give you a live stream of what we feel, and we will say if each of us thrash or trash the band, and then if you get all 5 of us to thrash the band, you will win a free CD from our giveaway pile.
And we should also say that certain bands have been discovered on this segment of our show and became signed later on.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes.
One
definitely.
Band that plays with a triangle
Chelsea
player.
Grin,
Chelsea
who,
Grin.
Who we completely trashed.
Yes.
Have gone on to wild success.
So this is a chance for your shitty band to be played on here. Send it in, we will mock it, and then you may get signed like Chelsea Grin.
And not only can you give us a URL in the chat, but you can also call in. And the number to call in is 646-929-1357. We have a caller on the line right now. It's my good pal, Dopius.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Another.
By the way, I feel like I should say that Chelsea Grin deserved to be trashed also. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they suck.
See Dopius degree. So Dopius, what band are you letting us know about?
Oh, it's my good friend Anthony's band, To Kill For. They're from Adetino, like where I'm from. So
uh-huh.
If you want to find them on MySpace, it's myspace.com/tokillfor666/music.
Always with the 666.
I don't know. It's like 4 years old, man.
No, there were 665 bands with that name already.
Wait, if it's years old, should 670?
Maybe they're that cool. That's why they put that.
Just blew your fucking mind.
I had a comment to say about Noah, too.
Oh, hello, Noah.
Late on us.
What's the
comment? I think it was 2 months back. Like, you did a segment on, like, that thing that makes your poop not smell.
Poopery,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I had got it in the archive, right, the episode. So I was in front of Subway eating a sandwich, and then, like, she starts talking about it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was, I don't know, it kind of ruined my appetite.
Great.
That's what we strive to do here.
I'm glad that happened
that,
to you.
That was
not cool.
That just played almost made me vomit. The toilet.
That's a blooper.
I was like, yeah, not cool. Yeah, did you guys find the website, the MySpace?
Yeah. What song do you recommend?
Cali Cash Crop.
Cali Cash Crop.
Is this about weed?
Yep.
I know what that's about.
Wheatgrass.
It's about how weed impairs your ability to speak and form sentences.
I don't know that.
That's good that they put that in the song. Lots of noodling.
Yeah.
I I didn't think this would sound like this with the name Callie Cashcroft. I thought it would be like P.O.D. or something.
Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there it is.
And saying that I'm playing.
Yeah, let's be real.
He
was like within three blocks of the studio when this was recorded, I assure you. This is real.
It was in the studio.
This is the chorus.
Uh-oh. Lights are on your computer, people.
This is the breakdown.
Okay.
All right, so what do we think?
Roberta, take it away.
Okay, so I have to say I'm pretty sure this band enjoys Suicide Silence. They're definitely
yeah.
Trying to
Black
say
Black Dahlia Murder.
Black Dahlia Murder.
As well.
But the vocals...
yeah.
But overall, though, I think actually the song won me over. And
really?
Like, I think if I saw this band live, I would,
you would not run out of the.
I would not be like, I need to leave now. I would wait two songs
and then leave
until
yeah,
I decided,
sure.
All right, this isn't bad, but I'm gonna go out and smoke a bunch of weed.
True.
So for that, sure. I will crash them.
Okay.
Awesome.
Who's next?
Sid.
Yeah, as much as it won Rob over, it lost me over.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
can't be played.
We're gonna be complete inverses.
It was pretty lame. I trash it. Sorry.
Okay, that's cool.
But then again, I don't like most metal, so there you go.
Yeah,
well,
it takes
a lot.
It takes a lot.
Good or bad.
Well, why are you on the show, man? You need to get off the show. I'm just kidding.
I'm funny.
Yeah, well,
you are funny. You're hilarious.
You are funny.
Yeah. I thrash Sid's comedy. Yeah, there you go.
Well, what did
okay,
you think?
So I don't know what you're talking about, Rob. I really like the vocals because they sound really like raw to me.
Yeah, no, but
yeah.
You were rubbing
I do.
A steak on your ear at that time, though. That's why you heard it sounded raw.
Well, I do that all. I'm Darren.
No, okay. No, that fart sound in the beginning, that wasn't the vocalist. That was
yeah,
Darren.
I edited
computer.
That. No, that was me. I
yeah,
farted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I take everything back then. No,
I'm
just kidding.
Up to the mic.
Well, and I like it. So I.
Awesome.
So you would stay for their whole set?
Yes. While and I would roll my eyes that you left. And then I'd text Frank. About why you left.
You tweet about how Rob left, and then you wouldn't get advertising revenue.
Hold on, I'll be right there chilling with you, Noah.
Okay.
Forget
no.
About
all right.
No, Dobia.
I still need to find someone to go see Symphony X with me, so.
Really?
I'll go see Falconer with you.
Whoa, what are we talking about?
I'm just joking.
Sean, what did you think of
Let me guess.
To Kill For?
I mean... The song didn't really bother me, but actually I disagree with Noah on the vocals. That definitely is not raw enough for me whatsoever. That it just reminds me of like a dude with a sweep do and painted on jeans, and he's standing on the monitors and he's just
a regular guy, man, just doing his thing up there.
No, I'm just
doing his thing.
Yeah, man,
no,
what
do
you
got to
hate?
Dopius is also their attorney.
Yeah,
he's their publicist.
I'm also their manager.
Dopius F420, public defender.
The rescue.
Nah, bro.
He's the dude
on
the
Your Honor, dude. He was standing there with the knife in his hand, man. But he was just doing his thing. I don't mean to kill
he's
anybody.
Just a knife
man.
Collector,
I rest my case.
Bro. He's like the knives, bro.
He's just a cholo, man. He's just hanging out. Why you gotta be racist for, man? You just assume he killed somebody, man.
Why you gotta hate, man?
On your cheek, and it's the greatest thing I've ever heard of.
Why you killed Daniel, man? He's 7 years, 7 years old, baby. He don't bother nobody. You fucking bullshit, man.
You didn't say essay.
Essay? Oh, let's think of the joke. What did the Mexican gentleman say when his English homework flew out the window?
Yo,
going to say.
Oh shit! That's so funny.
Feel free to use that one.
Dopius, okay. You're going to be the most popular kid in school tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm going to school, man.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
I
never.
The laundromat.
Sean, you never
gave
a
laundromat.
Yeah, he's the one that works at the laundromat.
Everybody's going to be on the jack, man.
Plastic and Dave Mustaine.
Listen, man, I really hate James Hetfield, man. My dog, man. He kicked my perro. He's not a cool dude. He, you know, I got friends in the CIA, man. They better not fuck with me, man. I know people in the FBI. Oh, man. Seriously.
INS.
INS. All right, all right. Sean, you never gave
it. Trash.
Trash. All right. I would say, contrary to Rob, I would never be caught dead at this particular show. If I somehow realized I was at the show, I couldn't leave the venue fast enough. Even if the best band was coming on ever in history after this, I wouldn't.
Really?
This,
not even for King Diamond?
The night is ruined for
I just hate this kind of music. It's all
that's
derivative.
That's cool, dude.
And the vocals are just sound like everything else is screamy and... I don't know. I just find that I trash it.
Yellers and Moshers?
Yellers
okay,
and Moshers.
Awesome.
And Moshers. Navy beans. Well, there you go. 2 out of 5 ain't bad. I'm right? Sorry. You're
yeah, that's not
I'm
bad,
not,
man.
I like you. You're a good caller, but this music is
terrible. The band got out. So that band was
hey,
too
well, thanks
cool.
for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, thanks
for
listening.
Dopeyest.
Yeah, and I just want to let you guys know that, you know, you guys are in a fucking kick-ass website. Always.
Yeah, we know.
Just the website? What about the podcast?
Yeah, no
well,
one cares about the website.
No, the podcast sucks, like, but the website's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Dopeyus.
I'm just joking.
Does it load? Does it load
already? Are you guys going to play the Metallica song now, or what?
The Metallica song? Oh, no. Not that you asked for it, no.
We're not going to give you
I'm already expecting
it. Wait, whores?
Oh, jeez.
You're not going to give it up that easy, right?
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Dopeyus.
He's gone.
All right, and now we're going to take a band, Nohari.
Nohari.
No, yeah, you take it easy.
We're not in any hurry here.
What are you saying?
Take your time, you know what. A Swallowed Hole is the song. This is a Bandcamp link, very technologically advanced. Here we go. I feel like my mom is yelling at me.
Is Shankletown?
Great, you're
No.
Robert.
Shankletown is going Cookie.
Cookie.
Sounds exactly like the Cookie Monster.
Doesn't like 95% of death metal sound like Cookie Monster? That's
but
like
this
an old.
Is like
so let's kick
definitely
things off.
Cookie
let's
Monster.
Kick things off.
That's below your standard, Shankletown. You're better than that.
3D. What do you think?
I didn't really hear enough of it. I don't know.
We
what
didn't
is
hear enough of it.
What is this talking? What is going on now?
It's John.
This doesn't sound like music to me. It just sounds like a guy banging his hand against the wall.
Dustly.
Well, I don't know. What was that talking thing? That might have been promising.
Just loop it, Rob.
That would totally change your decision.
Well, it sounded like he just went into like some kind of like rap, like not a rap, like rap music, but just talking like.
It was a Henry Rollins spoken word.
Or segue. Yeah, but like like William Shatner reading lyrics to a song. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. Alright, that didn't help. I trash it. Terrible.
Sean.
I actually witnessed some potential in these guys. They haven't reached it yet, so I give it a very mild thrash. Like, if they really hone their chops to be more chaotic, I could see it being interesting.
So, like, if they were to play instruments, you'd think it was...
Oh, then I'd lose it. Then I'd be like,
yeah,
I get
yeah.
this.
Oh, yeah, then it would be
trash. Garbage.
Immediate trash.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well...
Where did she start?
There, I didn't like the way that was recorded at all. Like, the drums were way too loud, and for doing...
Pay attention, Eggers, for when you're recording bands.
And, fuck, you made me lose my
concentration. Well, this band inspired Eggers because he talks for about a half an hour in the middle of the song.
I didn't like the growling voices, but I liked his voice the other way that he used it.
The raspy yelling?
Yeah. But I still have to, trash it.
But no, I don't know if you know this. They're unsigned, but Bob Rock produced this album, and he set the drum tone also.
Sid, what do you think?
I think it needed a longer intro. I'm going to trash it.
So that you could have fallen asleep.
Yeah,
the rest of it.
Exactly. See, sometimes the intro helps.
Like a nice cemetery gate.
No, actually, I also noticed how terribly recorded this sounded. Like, that is definitely the first sign that a band doesn't take themselves too seriously if they don't invest in a good recording. I don't know.
It's not that, okay, like, if they're recording out of a shitty space with, you know, like, equipment that's not, like, top-notch, that's fine, but, like, just the way that it was mixed, the drums were just too overbearing.
And much like Sean, I will say that I also thought that there might have been potential, but then I realized the band sucks because they sound like Metallica, like, totally, like, just the drum sound. Not a sick tone at all.
No hot licks.
Because of that, I give it a big old trash.
Yeah, I agree. Can I trash it again?
It was do it. Bad.
Just for me.
Wow.
So, any more?
That's okay. Let's do this band. It is Scathism.
Don't do Mass Suicide's pick. He was shit-talking in the chat room all day long.
Oh, was
don't
he?
Reward him. All the other people in the chat were complaining about him, so he shouldn't get rewarded.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Well, then.
Ha! There you go, Mass
Ross
Suicide.
Ross Gnarly's got one.
Ross Gnarly approves of Sid's lifestyle. Has got the drip grind.
Already
They're the drip. They're just the drip and their grind.
Okay.
I like
so
the band.
We don't even have to ask Sean.
I like the band The Drips, if anyone's heard them. They're good.
And I like the
you
drip
would like
grind.
Them a lot, Sid.
Would I?
So, the song titles are Pounded Dry, Watch Her Cry, Fuck Yuppie Scum, The Tempest, Genocidal Tendencies.
Genocidal.
Oh, you're right. But, you know.
Rob doesn't know that word.
Yeah, see, because he's clearly not Jewish like he claims to be.
Go with the Yuppie Scum.
No Mercy. I like
the first one with the whore.
Pounded Dry,
you like more
Watch
underground?
Her Cry.
Okay.
I like more underground.
Yeah. If it ever plays.
Darren, after this song, could we get a Mexican Shlomo join us?
I was actually going to do Danzig as my request.
Somebody requested that as well.
All right, what do we think? Sean?
I loved it. Thrash. Yeah, that's totally up my alley. I loved it.
Me?
Yeah.
I really like the machine gun drumming on this one.
Yeah.
This is perfectly produced.
Sid.
It just sounds like a more lo-fi version of the last band, and I trashed the last band, so I'm trashing this band.
Okay. I'd be into it. A thrash.
Ah. Everyone does.
See, it gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Especially after a
bunch. Why do they have to rhyme?
I agree with Sid, except that this sounds music. The production's a lot better. The drumming is a lot better. The vocals still suck.
Do you think it's a machine?
I don't know. It's a good question. Play some more of that. Let me hear that.
I can't tell. It kind of sounds like that agoraphobic nosebleed drum machine.
Yeah, it might be a drum machine. But either way, you know, if a drum machine is to be used,
at least they programmed it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Ross now says real drums.
Real drums makes it better. But still, I can't tolerate this type of music. I really hate it. It's not like music.
Yellers and moshers.
I really can't stand it. So I have to trash it. But it's better. Less of a trash.
I like it. Frantic.
Is that
what was the name?
Everybody?
What was the name?
The Drip. MySpace.com/TheDripGrind.
Also, Sydney Homer, go check out The Drips. Plural. Two of the dudes from the Bronx. It's their side project.
I saw the Bronx once in concert. I didn't really like them.
No, but they don't. Obviously, they don't sound like the Bronx, but it's their side project.
And that concludes.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash It or Trash It?
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It. Thanks, everyone, for playing. Of course, we pretty much trashed every band we heard today.
I think I thrashed everything I heard tonight. Oh, yeah, no, never mind.
Nothing,
except for that one band.
Nothing was even a majority thrash, let alone all thrash unanimously.
Well, The Drip was 3 out of 5, so The Drip did the best. No Hari, everyone shit on. Except for Sean, maybe? Noah?
I gave it very mild. No one.
No, I didn't. I thought.
Drums too loud.
And To Kill For, people didn't like. It was 2 out of 5. It was 2 out of 5.
People just didn't like
people
it.
People didn't like.
We are all grumpy today.
And the opening band, the 6.5 megabyte email from Lava Goat, also most people didn't like. So we don't like. We don't like you kids today.
We don't like
music.
Get off our lawn.
It's not relatable.
We're keeping your football.
And before we go, because we're at the end of our show, I'm rhyming. I want to bring up this email exchange that I had with a publicist of one of the bands.
Oh, yes, please. Because you didn't tell me this story.
That we're setting up for Mayhem. Noah, can I get that reverb again?
Wait 1 second. Okay.
Mayhem. Well,
I'm on a microphone.
So we're setting up a interview. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, for Mayhem Month, and here we go.
Story.
Okay.
That
intro was way too long. It's live radio.
All right, so I'm getting this email. This is why I need a production assistant to just go through my emails for me.
I need an intern.
Yeah, exactly. But so I'm setting up this interview, and the publicist that I'm talking to, he goes, "Okay, cool. Is this a live podcast?" And then he writes, "Podcast is 2 words and capitalizes pod."
It's about peas.
And so my response was, the band POD has nothing to do with it, but this is a live podcast we do every week, and then we put it up for archive soon after. And he's like, "Oh, I've heard your show. That's all you play and talk about. That and how the chick on the show used to masturbate with her friend," I think it was.
"That's all we talk about. It's just a vagina show." Yeah.
That's what they remember.
And then I respond,
"Giners."
I respond, "Well played, sir." Mm-hmm. Which Sean suggested I write, which I thought was well played.
That was my crib note.
And then he responds, "Well, it's almost lunchtime. I'm going to put my headphones and masturbate in a closet while listening to the Metal Injection PODcast. Your co-host is welcome to join me." And then he writes, "I feel so alive for the very first time."
Noah, are you going to take him up on that?
Wait, why do we think that he was talking about Noah?
I thought because he mentioned Noah earlier.
Who else talked about masturbating?
Could this guy call into the show and be a guest?
This guy is a really big fan of Doritos.
Yeah. Well, Sid had a wet experience with a friend in a bed, but
it could have been.
It wasn't intentional, though.
Oh, that's true. He could have been talking about Sid.
That's not masturbating.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Well, Lonnie masturbated.
Lonnie was
maybe
the
he
masturbator.
Lonnie. It's true.
Possible.
Lonnie did masturbate
maybe he meant
with
all
his
of
friend.
Us.
In a room.
We all have talked about jerking off.
But not with a friend.
Maybe he was talking about you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Jerking off in dangerous places.
I've never talked about that on the show.
He said masturbating with a friend. So that's only you and Lonnie, and that's it.
Oh.
But Sid was there as the friend. So
masturbating with means that both people are masturbating, I think.
It could. Theoretically, but she didn't masturbate with the friend either.
They took turns.
Well,
yeah, that's not the same.
Well, we had our own rooms to do it in.
I guess, but she's...
You're sequestered.
She's as far away from his statement as you are, so it could be the one.
Okay, I don't know why you're bringing that up, Rob.
That can be our exit music.
Sean, didn't you have an announcement or something?
Yeah,
like?
I did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, fucking A.
So that concludes our show, everyone.
What a jerk.
I feel like Matt Damon.
Sean has plugs today.
Hey, my plugs.
Hair plugs?
Plural.
Hair plugs?
6 weeks ago, if you remember, my sister called in to the show. She talked about
yellers
and moshers. Right. Aside from today being her birthday, which is one of the shout-outs, I found out yesterday that creature inside of her is a boy.
Oh.
It's going to be another uncle.
You going to name it Robba?
I hope so.
What about Sid?
Rabba, Yellers,
and Mountain. Yeah, with like a mix of like Roberta
Sobert.
And Sydney.
Sobert.
Sobert?
Ridney.
Sobert. He's sobbing all the
Sidbert.
Time.
Sidbert. Rib.
Yeah, Sidbert. There you go. Sidbert.
Ribney.
Ribney. You just love ribs.
Yeah. Well, it's Rob and Sydney and Rib.
So wouldn't so wouldn't it be Robney?
No, I like the Ribney.
Yes, you do.
Rob had Ribneys last night.
Oh, I had so many Ribneys.
Together.
Well, just
me.
One. So what? Okay.
Thanks for inviting the rest of us.
Nope.
More ribs.
You
for
get
him.
Off of work at 6. I get off of work at 8. You wouldn't have waited. And I found out at 7:30.
That's when we decided.
Wait, he doesn't get off work at 6. You usually sign off like I am at 5:15.
So why are we talking about it? Anyway, we are coming to a close. Next week on the show, to continue
Mayhem Bob.
You got to get on the ball with that.
We will have... can I get it again?
Buzz from Honor.
I'm on a microphone.
You should have... It said it starts with a U and then have people guess what it was, like last time, remember? It said it starts with an S.
Can I get the reverb?
The band's name starts with a U!
Is it going to be on Earth?
You nailed it!
I had a hunch.
One was like Dracula!
Blur!
I want to drink your blood, man.
Oh, shit. Mexican Dracula.
I think that should be the title.
I'm pouring a 40. Turn my stupid echo on. I'm pouring a 40 of blood on the ground for my homies, man.
My dead homies. He's right there.
Okay.
You have to drive a lowrider hearse.
I drive a lowrider hearse, man. I don't need a hearse. I just turn into a bat, man, and I fly over South Central, man.
Oh, okay. With a Lady of Guadalupe tattoo on the
back. They want a Mexican Danzig.
All right, we've got to save something for next week. So Mexican Danzig next week.
The whole show's going to be Mexican Danzig.
Yeah. I'll just do the show. I won't come. I'll just send Mexican Danzig.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Yeah, well, that's right. We could have a Mexican Noah next week.
Hi, I'm Mexican Noah.
He does not sound like that.
For some reason, that reminds me of a lesbian seagull.
Hi, I'm Mexican Noah. Essay.
That sounds more like Mexican Marge Simpson, but I appreciate the effort.
No, this is Noah.
Wait, Rob, do your Sudanese accent again, because that was incredible.
Oh, yeah, very nice. No, that was good. My voice is a little... I've been smoking
shit,
a bit.
Shit, Borat.
Yeah, a little too Borat-y.
Do you want to go out with this?
My life is... No, I actually have a song that we're going to go out with that was mentioned earlier on the show today.
Nice.
Great. Thank you for listening, everybody. And we will be back next week with an all-new episode.
Not me.
I hope it's Korn.
No, it's not Korn.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. I think
was gonna see tonight. Ching chong, ching chong, chong chong, chong chong, ching chong, ching ba ba ba.
I'd like to take this time to introduce my band. On the bass,
death of legendary Dave Mustaine. On the drums, the one and only Dave Mustaine. Over there on rhythm guitarist, you guessed it, David Mustaine. And on lead guitar and nasally vocals, it's me, Dave Mustaine. Wow, what a, it's amazing how I can talk and still play a solo. I'm the man. Chicago ginger, talking about mistress. Matches and poor mistress. I need a plate, shoot my load. That's what Dorito takes up for. Now, Robert, please, no more the fate. I can't take anymore. Slow mo can't come now. Words he's trying to speak. We need a damn translator on the live cast this week. Adult circumcision. Colonoscopy. If you're not watching House, it's the live cast this week.
My children are here. I'm here, 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 I'm here